Mr. Peabody's estate. You can't stop life. I've sat beside this willow for 10 years of evenings, casting my lures into the water beyond its shadow, while its green curtains hung down, hiding the termite rot eating its heart, and have watched the other fishermen come and go. Suits, or more often long hair and loose-knit shirts and jeans, neither kind of dress being better, and neither kind of dress right for the world they enter. This tree spreading shade that drew the large bass in evening, that drew the fishermen, but it was struck down by strong winds 6 months ago, and rolled out, the grubs at its heart exposed to sun and dying, the termites too moving on to other challenges. It was winter when I found it, and was sad to see it go, bare skeleton into the lake, its lower branches still holding it above the waterline, but dead. And now, in summer, oh, it is easy to be wrong, because it grows, its leaves leaning up now, not down, but toward the sun. You cannot stop life, not even when you strike its heart, not even when you eat its heart. But what is it based on? What hope fills the green, green leaves as its dead heart sinks into the shoreline? What moments and what generation of insects and what fishermen will steal those shadows now that I have gone cold? There are fences now rising up along the lake. 11 years is a long time in the life of an aquatic animal. But they still keep one shore open, where the willow lies and its leaves are green in passing. And I visit it at times to sit and look upon the waters that the men on the other side can stock with bass, because they do not fence it all, they can't fence it all. And tonight I watch a young boy of maybe 10 sweating and casting his line into the shadows. I would smile and offer him advice. Instead I smile and walk on down the path. My own son chooses not to fish, but has other things. He will not read these words, though he loves to read and reads well. And I will send him to college next year, wherever he should want to go. My wife has polished her wedding ring and reset the stone. She will not fish with me. I walk on down the path, turn a corner for discretion, and piss into the bushes, marking my own willow tree, which means nothing in the end. You cannot stop life, nor see the termites eating away within the heart of Mr. Peabody's estate. My wife does not think of sex as I do, nor roll in the grass, nor ever has. My wife does not make money as I do. I am a money machine with a rusting car. My son does not like to fish and will not walk with his old man. He has the internet. My daughter rides horses and plays viola. She chases younger men. I walk and watch the sunsets and see the fish dimple their universe in evening. My wife believes in having fun, and I don't remember how. On Mr. Peabody's estate, where they have begun to raise the fences up.